The Freedom Model of Resilience includes habits that help you invest in your well-being as a whole person, mind, body, spirit, and emotions. Imagine that you are battery operated, and to be fully functioning, you need a balance of energy in your batteries. Here are some examples of how your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual energy levels would look if your batteries were fully charged. Physical. You regularly have more energy than you can use. You wake moments before your alarm goes off and jump out of bed energized to start the day. Mental. You feel clear-headed, analytical or creative, decisive, able to plan, and able to switch easily between detail and strategy as the need arises. Your memory is reliable, and you enjoy embracing new problems and solving them. Emotional. You feel grounded, able to experience a full range of emotions without feeling hijacked by them. You are able to connect deeply with yourself and able to empathize with others. Spiritual. You enjoy a sense of who you are and what makes you tick. You feel like you, regularly doing things that bring you joy and fulfillment and that put you in flow, where you lose all track of time. You experience a sense of oneness with nature, the universe, and everything, as though everything is somehow connected. Learning life's lessons without the adversity. We can learn about resilience the hard way or the easy way. Most of us have developed some personal resilience the hard way, through the experience of adversity. Life can be a tough tutor. It gives you the experience first and the lesson later. Based on our life experience, we tend to have just a handful of coping strategies and rely on them for a wide variety of stress triggers. What existing coping strategies do you already have? I expect you have at least a few that promote long-term health and sanity. If you have any that might be considered sticking plasters, ignoring or numbing the issues, then look to swap them for more productive habits as you listen. The easy way is to learn from the misfortunes of others. On my road back from burnout, I researched, distilled, synthesized, and simplified academic research on the survivors of traumatic events, leadership books, and personal development books into a subset of practical habits. It turns out there are 7 consistent categories of habits common to people who, after the initial adversity, emerged stronger and wiser. It can be helpful to have a mnemonic to retain information. So the first letter of the heading for each category spells the word freedom. Focus, role models, energy, emotion, downtime, optimism, and meaning. I'm also a realist. For me, research must deliver insights we can use in real life. All the habits have been tried and tested by my clients to ensure that they are relevant, practical, and effective. The habits are entirely within your control, simple to understand, quick to do, can be done anywhere, cost no money, and require no kit. Distilling a vast amount of information into simple and practical habits also presents a challenge, as many of the ideas may seem like common sense. You may think, I know that, but I encourage you to ask yourself, but do I do that? Lasting change happens when you put what you learn into action.